There's been a big shift on the fines that companies pay when they're in violation of certain regulations. Right now, if there's an oil pad that's threatening the environment or the community around it, it would get a maximum fine of $1,000 a day. Thanks to efforts from the legislature and Governor Hickenlooper, the Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission just approved changes that would make the maximum fine $15,000 a day. This is Matt Lepore, the director of the COGCC.
It is quite substantial. The $1,000 penalty had been in the statute for many, many years. And the General Assembly clearly decided that it was past due time for a change. And interestingly, the largest industry trade association, Colorado Oil and Gas Association, COGA, actually supported the increase in the statutory limits. You know, very fundamentally, I think they realized that our statutory authority was behind the times. And two, I think that as a general principle, industry understands that a strong regulatory regime is an important part of the social license to operate.
There is also now no cap on the amount an operator can get fined. There had been some protests from companies saying that these fines could shut them down.
You know, we're not in the business of putting operators out of business. We're also not in the business of allowing operators to thwart the rules or violate the rules or impact the environment because they can't afford to do business properly.
The commission does have discretion on how they apply the fines, and only the more serious violations would receive the harshest penalties. They also are now able to shut down an operation completely for egregious violations. The new policy will go into effect in the next few weeks.